Welcome back. This is Scott Terrell, producer of Behind the Playbook, a Vipe Media production coming to you from Houston, Texas. We have an exciting episode for you today. We were recently at the Texas High School Coaches Association Convention and Coaching School, and we were able to get a lot of interviews with various coaches across the city of Houston and the state of Texas. For this episode, Josh sat down with New Caney head football coach Brady Pennington. Coach Pennington talks about coaching at New Caney and what you can expect from his team this year, as well as some players to keep your eyes out for. Stay up to date with all high school sports on our website at Vipe.com, and be sure to check us out on social media on Twitter at Vipe Houston, Instagram and Facebook at Vipe Texas, and Snapchat at Vipe Houston. We hope you enjoy this episode of Behind the Playbook.
Welcome into another edition of Behind the Playbook, a Vipe Media production. Joshua Cook, now joined by New Caney football head coach Brady Pennington. Coach, always enjoy talking to you every single year. Man, the program that you have built and you and your staff have built in New Caney is just unbelievable. Before y'all got there, there was district championships in 1963 and 1997. Now you're entering this year going for your fourth straight district championship. What's it like? I mean, from where you started to how it's built now, what's this process been like?
You know, it's been a journey, you know, to say the least. And, you know, I go back and I think about, you know, where we started with this thing. And I really think, you know, I don't know if this is a cop-out or whatever, but I really think what we went to work on was the culture and you know, just the process of what we're going to do to be successful and getting the kids to buy into that. And then it just kind of took off. You know, we coach our kids hard, but our kids know we love them. You know, at the end of the day, we're just trying to get better every day. We don't worry about other people. We really don't worry about the scoreboard. That's a mentality that we have, and we certainly don't coach with caution, you know, to our kids. We just tell them, you know, you go out there and you give a perfect effort. You know, we can't play perfect, but we can give perfect effort. Play hard, love each other, encourage one another, and good things will happen for us down the road. So that's kind of how we built this thing, and that's the message that we give, you know, to our older kids to pass down to our younger kids.
Now, I know over the last few years there's always been a goal at the beginning of the season. We want to check that off, and you've been able to check that off, a playoff win. Now a 10-win season is in the books for the first time in New Caney history. So what's the goal this year? What's that box that you have mentally that needs to get checked off?
You know, the 10-win deal, you know, sometimes you don't really worry about your record. You just want to be playing your best ball when you get into the playoffs, you know, mm-hmm. when you make it to that point. But the 10-win deal, that was a big deal for us, you know, because it had never been done in the school history, and I just felt like it was a great stepping stone for our kids. And we were able to accomplish that last year. So the big thing now is let's get to that second round, you know. We have, you know, 3 years ago we never had won a playoff game in the history of the school. And now we've won the first playoff game the last 3 years. We've been by district champions. So, you know, we were really close last year getting that second, you know, game one, so I think that's, you know, a goal for our kids. You know, we're just trying to take where we are and we're trying to add to it. You know, we don't want to stay the same. We want to continue to get better, and our kids realize that and understand that, and they desire that too. So, you know, getting past that second round would be a really big deal for our program.
A guy that's going to be key to that, of course, is your quarterback, Zion Childress, and the athlete that he is. And it seems like this offseason he's really grown in a lot of areas. Just talk about the young man that he is and as he heads into this fall.
You know, tremendous competitor, great work ethic. Because of his competitiveness, you know, kind of, you know, at times we like to, you know, we have to kind of bring him back sometimes because, you know, you want your kids to hold each other accountable, and he really does a tremendous job of doing that. But at the quarterback position, you know, you want all your kids to want to play for you, and that's an area that I think he has really grown. His sophomore and junior year, he might have struggled with that from time to time, depending on what the situation was in the game and because he was so competitive, and he has had a tremendous spring and a great 7-on-7 season. You know, as we went through the spring this year, so and that's an area that he's really grown in. So, I think he is really poised to have a tremendous senior season because of his growth and maturity level on how to lead. And you want a competitive guy at your quarterback position. He is that. But he's grown in a lot of ways. But I think the biggest place that I feel like we'll get the most benefit, and he will, is just the way he leads his teammates. He's really matured in that aspect.
A guy on the defensive side of the ball that definitely passes the eye test, and it's passing a lot of eye tests with recruiters, is Derek Harris at that linebacker position. Just talk about him and the development of him over the offseason and what people can expect from him on that side of the ball.
You know, DJ is a joy to coach. He's one of those guys that you wish you had a whole team full of guys like him, and just very blessed to have him. You know, he is he measures up. You and I were talking earlier. He really measures up on a tape measure, for a Division I type college player. He's pushing 6'3". He's going to probably weigh, 220 coming into the season. And he plays outside linebacker for us. Big wingspan. But above all that physical stuff that he has going for him, he is a tremendous young man. A great work ethic, really pushes his teammates to be the best, leads by example. That's kind of his tone. He leads by example. So tremendous player, but probably even a more tremendous person.
Yeah, and that's what I truly, in the years that I've covered you and your program, that's what I've enjoyed about your program, is how much focus there is on not just the football aspect of this. It's about growing young men and good husbands and everything like that. And that's what I truly enjoy about your program and how much focus is put on that. How much is that, during the spring there's a character part that you do. Talk about that a little bit and how important that is when those guys come in.
Well, we hit it all the time, but I was blessed to be asked to speak at a clinic late spring in May and at the Woodlands, and my topic was being intentional about teaching character education. And everybody wonders how do you have time to do it? And my question is, how do you have time not to do it? Mm-hmm. So we're very intentional about it. We have a actual character curriculum, and we also have a leadership U curriculum that we go through with our kids. And every coach gives a lesson, and it is a huge part of what we do. And I think it's a huge reason that we're seeing the success that we've seen over the last 3 years. And those other teams were doing it too, but it laid the foundation for what these kids are standing on now. So we're not perfect, and I get really frustrated sometimes with our kids, but it's certainly a battle worth fighting, and we're fighting it. And our kids buy into the idea we're trying to grow to be the very best young men that we can be. And I don't see how people don't understand that if you're the best person you can be, you're going to be the best football player you can be.
Mm-hmm.
So it just kind of transfers over for us.
Exactly. You're listening to Behind the Playbook, a Vibe Media podcast. Be sure to subscribe to us on iTunes and Spotify. Also check out our YouTube page, Vibe Texas. All right, Coach, season's coming up around the corner, big years, last few years. What's your thoughts on this year? And give us some names of some guys that are going to step up for you.
Well, yeah, we're excited. And, we're going to go in, probably one of my first meetings I'm going to have with the kids, of what we've done in the past doesn't mean anything now. It sets a good foundation for what you're standing on, but what is this team going to do? 2019 football team going to do. So, we're going to go back at it just like, we did my first year here, and we're going to go to work, and we're going to try to outwork people, we're going to do it the New Caney way. We've got, some great returners. We started 6 sophomores last year and played 2 more, so we had 8 sophomores on our football team last year. And one of those guys that'll be a key returner for us is CJ Sanders. And CJ is an unbelievable talent. He's already been offered by Texas Tech University. I don't know if you knew that or not, but he's got an offer from Texas Tech. And, CJ played outside. His freshman year he started for us. He played a corner. Last year he played outside linebacker, but he may be in the top 5 or 6 running backs in the Houston area. So we're going to give him some more reps at running back, and we haven't decided yet. Depends on what our other personnel about where he's going to play on defense, but he's definitely going to be starting on defense for us in some capacity, either at outside backer or corner.
Mm-hmm.
He could do either. So, but you're going to see him running the ball, a lot more. Ladarian Henson comes to mind. He's a 2-time first-team All-District free safety for us. He'll be leading the way for us on defense, does a tremendous job in our secondary, you know, a secondary that had 21 interceptions last year. And a lot of that was because of CJ and DJ coming off the edge and putting pressure on quarterbacks. And so, you know, we hope that we can continue to do that and move in that direction. And then offensively, you know, we've got some big question marks to answer for in our offensive line. We lost a first-team all-district center and a left guard and a left tackle. So we're kind of building, you know, from those guys. But we're pretty excited about what we've got coming back. We'll be as big as New Caney's ever been up front, you know, from the kids that we have that are going to step into those roles. And so we're excited, you know, to say the least. But you know what? We got to go out there and we got to do it, and we got to work hard, and we can't rely on what we've done in the past. And I promise you, we won't. We're going to go at this thing just like we've not been there before. So excited about the season.
Well, it's going to be an exciting one, and I know I just have to tell people, if you haven't gone to a Battle Line on 59 game, that atmosphere is one of maybe the best rivalry atmospheres in the city of Houston. That community comes out and makes that place loud.
No
and
doubt.
I love it. It's giving me chills right now thinking about it.
Well, it's a big deal, and I will tell you, this year, our superintendent, you know, our both of our communities really embraced that game, you know, mm-hmm. and it's a fun night. You know, we do our veterans there, you know, come out and make it a big deal for them. Because of that, you know, this year we're going to be in camo. You know, they're going to be in their red camo. We're going to be in our blue camo. And just to kind of pay homage to our veterans. And it's going to be another fun night. And, you know, we're excited about it. And, you know, one thing about it is, you know, you can, it, you know, we always try to tell our kids, you know, we don't look to that game. It's the last game of the year, and we can't look forward to it. You know, we got to play all those games ahead of time. We really preach hard. We're going to play one game at a time. But when we get to that week, no doubt that it's important to our community and it's important to our kids, and so on both sides. So it's always, you know, last year we went in double overtime. It was a great game. So, you know, I look to see the same kind of stuff. You know, it's going to be a really good game, and it is a tremendous game for our communities.
Well, that is definitely one game I always pencil in on my schedule. I circle big, and I'm ready to rock and roll. Well, Coach, amazing success the last few years, going for your fifth straight playoff appearance this season, fourth straight district championship this season. Best of luck, and can't wait to see what New Caney is going to do.
Thank you very much.
All right, it's Brady Pennington on Behind the Playbook of Vipe Media Production.